Hey, good morning, Garth. We are sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall. My friends at K.E. Sellers are trying to talk me off the ledge concerning the imminent sellout of my beloved Keeper Sol Estates 2006 Cabernet. And they're offering an inducement. The other day, I was again invited to taste the K.E. Sellers 2005 For You Syrah. Syrah is a drier, earthier wine than Cabernet, and the 2005 For You Syrah is a perfect illustration. As much as I like my cabs, variety is the spice of life, and that's why I recommend that you ask the folks at K.E. Sellers to let you have a taste of the 2005 For You Syrah and tell them I said to put it on my tab. Swirl the wine in the glass just a bit before you drink it and then pay attention to the finish. The For You Syrah will linger nicely, and you'll have no trouble imagining this wine with a tenderloin or a steak cooked out on the grill. You can do all this because K.E. Sellers is a working winery with a tasting room. Try any wine in the K.E. Sellers collection before you buy it. You will never get home and be disappointed. K.E. Sellers, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, and online at kesellers.com. The project had a devastating impact at the mouth of the river. The completion of the project has been singled out as the beginning of an era of decline in the estuarine ecosystem. The project eliminated natural flooding, which imperiled many species, including both plants and animals. The project decimated the populations of native fish. As a result of the severe impact of the construction project, 4 species of native fish are now listed as endangered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. In addition to the ecological damage, it resulted in the deaths of 112 workers while permanently altering the natural landscape of a geographic feature known as Black Canyon. It's worth noting that no environmental impact study was conducted prior to the commencement of the project, and despite the clear ecological damage that it brought about, there is no outrage and no lawsuits are pending. The project is the Boulder Canyon Project. You know it as the Hoover Dam. The Hoover Dam was completed in 1936 after 5 years of construction, 2 years ahead of schedule. It is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and is one of the 7 wonders of the industrial world, according to the BBC. Completion of the Hoover Dam provided a sound water management plan for the previously unpredictable and often dangerous Colorado River. Flooding brought about by snowmelt in the Rocky Mountains was brought under control, making irrigated agriculture possible on land that was by seasonal turns dry as bone or flooded. The water impounded in Lake Mead provides drinking water for parts of 7 western states, creating cities and commerce that would otherwise not be possible. And the energy of 22,000 cubic feet per second of water flowing downstream was harnessed to make electricity that lights Southern California, Nevada, and Arizona. You probably knew at some level that the Hoover Dam does all these things. But how aware were you of the ecological damage that it brought about? I'll bet you weren't aware at all. You would be, however, if the Hoover Dam were proposed today. If the Hoover Dam was put on the drawing board today, it wouldn't be long before you knew the names of fish, such as the bony-tailed chub and the Colorado pike minnow and the razorback sucker, all of which are now endangered. You'd know the names of these fish because even though you've lived your entire life, right up until just this minute, happily unaware of their existence and utterly unaffected by their potential demise, they would be the subjects of expensive and protracted lawsuits filed for the express purpose of killing off the Hoover Dam. Irrespective of how much human good could arise from a 2010 Hoover Dam, politically powerful environmentalists would either stop the project altogether or delay its commencement for a decade or longer. You'd never get the Hoover Dam built in 1,777 days if you proposed it in 2010. So what's the lesson? I believe there are two. First, the Hoover Dam is just one of countless illustrations of the fact that there is no environmentally benign energy source. Opponents of oil and coal and natural gas point to wind, water, and solar energy as alternatives. Wind turbines, among other things, slaughter birds and bat populations, and we count on birds and bats to control insects. Solar energy farms require huge tracts of real estate, and a solar panel consumes as much as 11 years worth of the energy it produces in order to manufacture it. Water energy? Well, we have those endangered bony-tailed chubs. The second lesson is that a growing economy must be able to get things done. That's what the generations that built the Transcontinental Railroad, the Hoover Dam, and the Interstate Highway System did. Today, all of these accomplishments would be stymied by posturing politicians and environmental group lawsuits. If proposed today, the proponents would likely not live to see any of them accomplished. Societies that flourish take risks, count the cost of progress, and willingly pay it. That's why America became great. The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is tragic, but the greater tragedy would be to allow the inevitable accident or the unavoidable trade-off attendant to anything worthwhile to kill off the achievement ethic that built the greatest nation in history. That's my word, what's yours? Go to ktbb.com/youtellme, and you tell me.